Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From today's Gospel, Matthew 24, verse 44, "Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." The second coming of our Lord makes us think. On the one hand, we have the prophecies of Jesus. Some, like in today's Gospel reading, tell us that no one knows when it will happen. On the other hand, there are other occasions when Jesus seems to suggest it would be in the lifetime of his disciples. Today's Gospel, in which he says, "Be ready, for you know not when it will happen," is followed in Matthew chapters 24 and 25 by various parables and teachings from Jesus about the second coming. In Matthew 25, verse 13, Jesus says, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." This suggests, by its phrase, "watch," that the disciples of Jesus should be ready for the second coming, as if it might happen any moment. But also, perhaps Jesus is telling us, 21st century Christians, that it should be the way we live every day as Christians: watch and pray. Putting not our store in things of this earth, but in the things of heaven. These parables in Matthew 24 and 25 were told by Jesus just before his passion. Indeed, on the Mount of Olives, where he was teaching the disciples before he entered into Jerusalem for Holy Week. However, there is something contrary to this earlier in Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 16, verse 28, where Jesus says to his disciples, "Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." In other words, those who he is talking to in Matthew 16 will be alive when the Son comes in his kingdom. Now, we know that the second coming hasn't happened yet because we are still here. So, was Jesus not telling the truth? Was he trying to trick us? Of course not. So, what could he be referring to on that occasion? Let us think for a moment. What happened that could be referred to as the coming of the Son of Man in his kingdom while the disciples were still alive? When did the Son of Man come in some sort of glory, or if not in glory, certainly in power? What was witnessed by the disciples in the short time of Jesus' ministry that this could refer to? Well, of course, it would have to be Calvary. When you think about it, the death of Jesus on the cross was the coming of his kingdom. That was powerful, though it was not glorious. His willing sacrifice and death on the cross was the defeat of Satan and death. It was a victory. It was the coming of the kingdom in power. It was nothing less than the Son of Man coming in his kingdom, despite the agony and the ugliness that the Son of Man was experiencing on the cross. The crucifixion is victory and triumph, and there is his kingdom. On the cross, Jesus is both the Son of the Almighty Father and a first century Galilean man born of Blessed Mary. He is at that moment on the cross both Son of God and Son of Man. His kingdom is ushered in by his death and sacrifice, because his reign concerns salvation. His kingdom is a kingdom of salvation. And on the cross he wins salvation for you and I. And that is why in our baptism, when we enter the mystery of the cross, we enter also the kingdom. Thus, when Jesus comes again in glory, it will be in judgment, to see how the world has responded to the cross. That is how the world will be judged. because Christ has already come in power. And that is why all those who are baptized with the sign of the cross should not fear death. Of course, we don't want to die. We have many plans and many things to do. But the message of Advent, the message of today's gospel, the message of the cross is that when our time comes, we must be ready. And what a blessed thing it is when the Christian man or woman is ready for death. And I can tell you what a joy it is when a priest can take the sacraments to someone who knows their time is near and can administer the last rites, which are such a comfort to the Christian. It has been a moving moment for me when I commend a fellow member of the church to Christ and seal them for their journey to God with the sacraments of eternal life. And some of you may know of that experience. Only this week, a man about my age asked me if it was wrong to pray for his mother's death. She is 94, suffering Alzheimer's. She is both confused and angry, and this is very upsetting to her son, who is a practicing Episcopalian. And he hates what he sees because she is both gracious and not very grateful, is not the woman he has known all his life. And he hates to see her end her days like that. And so he asked me, is it wrong to pray for her death? My reply was that if we are Christians, we should want to be with Christ, no matter how much we withdraw from that. And St. Paul repeatedly said that in his epistles, much better that I should be with the Lord, he said. Sometimes wanting someone to be with God is okay. The Book of Common Prayer Litany says that we should pray to be delivered from sudden death, which is not the same. We should be concerned about being taken unawares and unprepared. All of us probably hope that we will be taken in our sleep. What a wonderful comfort it would be. The priest I most look up to said Mass, put the vestments in the sacristy and died. I could not think of a better way. For Christians, going to sleep in the evening is usually a time to reflect on the day, to examine ourselves and acknowledge our mistakes and our sins. Now I'm in my 60s and I have seen people younger than I taken by death. This becomes even more significant to me, the last moments of being awake. Going to sleep is in fact both an image and a reminder of our own death. By contrast, Advent is like the waking up in the morning, the twilight. The day stands before us. How will we spend it? Will we prepare well for what lies ahead? Will we be good Christians in the day? But Advent is also like sunset, a time to pause, to look back, and also to look forward to a new season. Today's collect captures rather beautifully all these thoughts and emotions. Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness. Put upon us the armour of light, now in the time of this mortal life in which thy Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the quick and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.